Supreme Court to overturn laws passed by an elected Congress. Yet that is exactly what the court's done during its entire existence. If the court were to overturn individual mandate, what would you do or propose to do for the 30 million people who wouldn't have health care after that ruling?
Well, first of all, let me be very specific. We have not seen a court overturn a law that was passed by Congress on a economic issue like health care that I think most people would clearly consider commerce. A law like that has not been overturned at least since Lochner. Right, so we're going back to the 30s, pre-New Deal. And the point I was making is that the Supreme Court is the final say on our Constitution and our laws. And all of us have to respect it. But it's precisely because of that extraordinary power that the court has traditionally exercised significant restraint and deference to our duly elected legislature, our Congress. And so the burden is on those who would overturn a law like this. Now, as I said, I expect the Supreme Court actually to recognize that and to abide by well-established precedents. I have enormous confidence that in looking at this law, not only is it constitutional, but that the court is going to exercise its jurisprudence carefully because of the profound power that our Supreme Court has.